If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
High Society Radio.
Ow.
On the More Like Radio Network.
Twice now.
Two times.
2 times in 2 weeks. We're streaming on the More Like Radio Ustream channel Friday evenings.
Mm-hmm.
It's morelikeradio.com. Our website is newtrashcity.com. Our Twitter account, at HSR.
Adio Show.
Adio Show. At HS Radio Show. I'm a Tard. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's it. The three of us comprise High Society Radio.
All right. Before we talk about anything else, we were in the middle of a conversation when you played the intro.
Yes.
That we need to continue to talk about.
It's coming. Johnny, what were you saying before we were about to start recording?
I was off for the porn roll today.
I was like a sound guy?
Yeah,
or... no, not a sound guy. That's talent. Mind you.
Because that's what fluffer? Porn stars look like. Yeah. Short, pudgy, Spanish guys.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's what you picture when you think the word Lexington Steel.
It's the hedgehog, cover. Baby. He tears it up. He beats that shit up on a regular basis.
Yeah, but didn't Ron Jeremy get famous before they let black guys into porn with white chicks? Yeah, that's how Ron Jeremy got famous. They found a Jew with a cock that size.
Again, with the cock talk, Chris. We ended last week's show with you just pointing out cock pics to us.
Dicks in your mouth.
No, I was a joke. I was kidding.
I think you get a pass for talking about Ron Jeremy's cock. It's not. I was kidding. Ron Jeremy's cock.
Eric Everhard, maybe. Let's keep it current. yeah, you like that one, huh? Yeah, you know.
Know the talent.
All right, so you got contacted to be the male part of a pornography.
Yeah, apparently by world famous and top 3 paid fucking porn starlet. Hillary Scott.
Let me see a picture of her. I'm not sure who Hillary Scott is.
She's cute, but I got a feeling it might have been...
No, hold on. Let me take a look at her first.
She's not bad. Nope.
It's Hillary Scott porn.
Wait. There you go. She's cute. She is cute.
Here she is covered in jizz.
No, that's weird for a porn girl to be covered in jizz. Okay.
She does a little bit. She's done Slap Happy. She's done a lot of things. She's adventurous.
Slap Happy. Retro.
No, she's a fine young lady, Johnny.
She's done Max Hardcore films, too.
So, how did
Anal Expedition 10.
There you go.
So, Hillary Scott, she contacted you?
She contacted me, apparently, and said...
This is how the conversation starts, because luckily I have it in front of me.
So, how'd they contact you?
She just fucking messaged me on Facebook.
Guess what she wrote, Stanley?
All right, what?
Hey.
Yep.
Hey.
Just hey. You just got just a single message, single word, hey.
Okay.
Okay.
Read on.
Then Johnny writes back, howdy, B.
Yeah. I don't know nobody. That's how I fucking say it.
It's like how we talk to each other on text, Johnny. Right. When I offer you to fucking...
just come over and jizz on you.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Are you also a porn star or just want to shoot porn movie with me?
Yeah.
Not a porn movie. Porn
movie,
with me.
Well, and she's American.
She could be retarded.
Yeah,
she is a porn star. not a porn star. I review porn films. You haven't done that for 5 years, but
yeah,
that's
but
beside
I still
the point.
Use it. It's on my fucking resume.
Good. Oh that's. She replies, good.
Yep.
Word. So do you enjoy what you do? Question yep. mark. Also, you remember that I interviewed you for my radio show first, right? I don't. You are a bad typer.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, vividly I did. And then he writes, okay. And that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, I just had to fucking verify that wasn't her.
She didn't offer you a job to be in a porno anywhere in this conversation.
Yes, she did. She said, would you like to shoot film?
Yeah, that's...
No, she wants to know if you want to pay her to let you jizz on her.
Yeah.
But this is asking if you have money.
Oh, basically, I still didn't take it because it's not her. That was the point of me saying to you, remember, when I interviewed you.
This is a porn bot. But she does remember. This
Apparently,
porn
yes.
Here's how this conversation started. I got offered a job for porn today.
Hell yeah. I wasn't happy about it. I was just like, I know something's up.
You didn't get offered a job to shoot porn.
A prostitute propositioned you, if that even happened.
Well,
best case scenario is a prostitute propositioned you.
That would have been nice. At least you could have been honest with me, like, hey, I'm a pro, sent me a real pic. All right, I'm good with it.
Well, it's just, we just did a Craigslist fishing bit on the last episode. And you
just got Craigslist fish.
You basically just got catfish. You came in here, cocked the walk.
I don't know about cocked the walk.
Yeah, you were pretty proud of yourself when you told us.
I was a bit skeptic. I'd use the word skeptic. Wasn't happy. Wasn't like, eh. I was just like, it works.
Johnny, I know you have feelings for this Hillary Scott girl. But, dude,
I'm wrapped up,
son. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Especially when you go to her Facebook page.
So are you in love with her?
Probably. I'm not gonna lie.
She's covered in jism.
I don't judge.
All the time.
Hey. Her skin's flawless for it. Good for her. Probably can't get knocked up.
Oh,
from
wait,
something
wait. She just sent you another message since I have your phone logged in your Facebook account. It says, hey, can you send some money to my friend in Nigeria?
I might do that. How much does she need? I have a PayPal account.
600 euros.
Oh, that works.
Well, the guy's a prince, and he's definitely good for it. Oh, Johnny, are you involved in any pyramid schemes?
Not yet, apparently.
It's called
I'm
tiered,
in the base
marketing.
Of it.
Tiered marketing. Tiered marketing. You want to be on the top tier. Just, you know, contact your friends and your friends' parents.
Oh, yeah.
They got money, right?
So, yeah, that's how we started the show. Today was Johnny telling me that he got a job as a porn star.
I didn't say I had the job. I said it was
you got
offered.
And I was like,
you
oh,
did
you
get
offered
shit. All right, I read it wrong. There you go. Way to fucking kill my.
Well, your reading comprehension isn't good.
Not at all.
I'm thinking the public school texting. System. The public school system in the Bronx has failed you.
Really? You put that one together, did you, Chief?
Yeah, they fucked you over, dude.
Oh man.
And you went to what, CSI?
Yeah.
College of Stupid Italians, that's what I call it.
Yeah, that's what they got played.
College of Staten Island.
There you go.
Why'd you pick the farthest college away
from... I had
from...
to get the fuck away as far as I could from home. And I it actually that. Looked like a college campus and shit. It's all nice. Right. It's pretty
yeah,
big.
I actually tried to go to college in Sheepshead Bay. It didn't really work out when people were coming into my classroom and being like, yo, you want to go smoke a blunt? I'm like, you're not in high school anymore.
Though, let's be real here.
It was a community college.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Plus, you make your own fucking schedule, so you would have been all right. Could have had a little fucking, could have
partied. I regularly came out of school, and guys I grew up with were smoking PCP in front of the college, because there was a telemarketing office across the street.
Oh, nice.
And pretty much everybody who couldn't get into the community college worked at the telemarketing office and smoked PCP.
Was it like workaholics, but everyone's on PCP?
It was kind of like that, except for there was a lot of people getting punched in the face as well.
Oh, that's never fun.
Well, yeah, that's where the PCP comes into play. That's going to cause people getting punched in the face. It's PCP, for Christ's sake.
We have that experience, but at the fucking Workforce One office, it's like an entire hood of the same people.
What's Workforce One?
Workforce One is basically when you're on unemployment and you need a fucking job. So okay. They send you there when you get unemployment just to make
like
sure you're looking
agency,
for work.
Kind of?
No, they're part of the government. They got to make sure you're looking for work while you get unemployment.
Okay.
You can easily hustle them, but.
Do you call it fun employment?
No, not at all.
Oh. I guess that's just for rich kids who get laid
probably.
Off.
But fucking, like, you go there. If you go to specific neighborhoods, everybody knows each other in that fucking office. Like a high school reunion shit.
Really?
Like, oh, you here? kid too. Some words. Oh, fucking high fiving, taking pictures.
The whole hood's out of work.
It's
son.
Like, what the fuck?
Gotta get that check, dog.
Oh, then no. The best part is you have to at least be there for like I think 3 hours or an hour, some shit, fill out some paperwork, and it's the same shit. It is annoying, but you only got to do it once every 6 months. Come in with like a little shit. Oh, I look for these many jobs. Just put names down, whatever. Oh, Google, whatever. These motherfuckers there, yo, you know, I got shit to do and shit, son.
Hell yeah.
You got me in here, B. Like, it ain't looking for a fucking job.
Yeah.
You just chilling,
or else you wouldn't be in there.
Oh, them motherfuckers there like, yo, you want to go play ball afterwards? Like, yeah, let them think you're looking for a job. Fucking nice. Coming in shorts and shit. But, you know, the man got them down. That's how it is.
Well, the man is holding them down.
That's what, apparently so.
Yeah, I hate honkies. They're the worst.
So that's good, man.
I mean, the white man starts the workday at 9 a.m. for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's to hold certain people down.
They have it written
They're
on the fridge,
alcoholics.
So don't forget.
I don't wake up till 1.
Chris.
Well, you and your PCP crew rocking around all the
time. Yeah,
it's
really?
Been a long time. It's been a long time since I spoke PCP. Very long time.
Dust University is where the hell you went. Jesus.
I am, son.
I really only went for
It ain't even stuff. Nothing light either. It's fucking PCP, son.
Oh, yeah, no. It's
some straight villain
nice.
Shit.
It's nothing
that
nice.
Is a,
I know
some
all those kids
shit.
Are addicted to Roxaset.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
The times they are changing.
Yeah.
That's all I always say.
That's what's hot in the hood right now, though. Synthetic heroin.
The hood is filled with Roxaset, too?
Oh, dude. Everywhere.
Probably. I know it's big as Staten Island.
Everywhere.
Huh?
That's the new. That's like. Remember E when we were in high school?
Hell yeah. I remember right now, too.
That's blues back then.
Oh,
blues
okay.
And Molly. Yep.
Hey, let's get some Molly. Screw this podcast.
I'm sweating. Oh.
There's a computer in England that tells jokes. And they've noticed that the computer keeps telling sexist jokes.
What? Wait, is it like the robot in South Park?
Funny bot?
Yeah,
funny
kinda.
Bot?
Yeah.
Funny bot.
Awkward.
Yeah. It's the un-PC-PC is what they're calling it.
Oh, wow. Fucking comedy writers over there. Nice.
Read some of the off-color jokes.
Wait. How does it make these jokes?
They've programmed a computer to make jokes. There's a list of them. Read some off.
Okay. Running I like battle. My women like I like my gas. Natural.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
I like my men like I like my acorns. Buried.
I don't even get that one.
Well,
this computer...
Well, it switches gender.
Okay.
At first, it was a man. Then it was a woman that liked
it's
a man
just,
buried
it's
in
a
her.
All right,
like
I get what
it's doing.
Would
be
okay.
Buried.
Now, this is like this. It makes these jokes in this form. I like my blank like I like my blank.
Okay, go ahead.
Blank.
I like my boys like I like my sectors. Bad.
Underage.
What? What was that?
I don't know what a bad sector is.
That's a computer joke.
Yeah.
101, 1-1, all that shit.
I like my men like I like my court. Superior.
Huh. This computer's a hack.
It's pretty bad.
I like my men like I like my monoxide.
What?
Odorless.
What the fuck is that?
Monoxide is
Is that a air. Rape thing?
It's oxygen.
Oh, is that what that is? Wow. Blew my mind. See, now let's get Hicks drunk so he can heckle the fucking computer.
You suck.
Wait, here's something that don't
that
start
didn't
with
make any sense.
Here's something that don't start with I like my men. It's,
right.
It says, I like my business like I like my fish. Small.
Oh, no.
It's not even a sex joke.
I like
joke.
My fish like I like my text. Raw. Text, raw.
Does it like fish sticks?
Like fish sticks?
Awkward.
Fucking
do you like fish sticks? You're a gay fish. I can't believe that gay fish knocked up Kim Kardashian, huh?
Yeah, that's fucking weird. That is pretty weird.
You like that though?
I mean, that's
they making money. I'm not.
Baby.
I can't be mad at people
that
fucking
turn you
make
on?
Money. Fuck them.
That turn you on, Johnny?
Not at all. Interracial couples, no.
But you're gonna be.
That's
in the
just a joke.
You're
that's
gonna be. You're gonna be in the porn game now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta get up on that.
That interracial shit is what sells.
Oh, yeah. Me, Lexington Steel, fucking tag team in a bro.
You're gonna cross swords with Lexington Steel?
I'm not gonna do that at all.
Johnny, when you're in the porn game, when you're DPing a chick, and then. Your penis is touching another man's penis. How are you going to feel about that?
I'm going to cry.
I think you're going to jizz.
I hope not. That, no.
That's my tummy sticks is what's going to happen.
There you go. Probably send everybody squirts at the same time. Yeah.
Oh, man, where's this where's this computer playing next?
To the Ha Comedy Club in Times Square.
Shut up.
Does it have any dates coming up?
Well, it's got to sell some tickets out in front of the Ha Comedy Club before it can get on stage.
Does the computer yell
pussy? It's got to bring five of its friends before it can get on stage.
Does the computer also sell rap CDs?
Oh, shit.
Oh, you don't want comedy tickets? I got that haze for you.
Yeah. You racist. You racist. You just racist. You just don't like black people.
That's why you don't want to spend $40 on a shitty comedy show. You racist.
They charging $40 now?
Well, comedy showcase. Comedy showcase.
Minimum $8 beers, about $40.
Damn.
Comedy showcase.
Fucking hustling them tourists.
It's gonna be on Comedy Central. I saw a white kid walking around just going, "You want to see Louis C.K.? Louis C.K. got tickets. Louis C.K.
Seinfeld. Louis C.K. headline tonight. Seinfeld. Louis C.K. Larry David. Louis C.K.
That's all you gotta say. They
Woody Allen headlining. Woody Allen. What? Huh?
Woody Allen.
Yeah, they had some shit like that on
Facebook.
Roman
Polanski giving a lecture.
Joke bot. Yeah, we got the joke bot. We got the joke bot coming up.
We got the UnPCPC. He's opening up for Awesome Bot.
He's a racist. It's a racist computer. This is ridiculous.
Isn't that the computer that they administered the SATs with now? Isn't that a racist computer?
Apparently.
Whoa. Chris taking on the system.
Hell yeah.
Libertarian moment of the day.
That's not libertarian.
It's very libertarian.
It's a bit.
When are you moving to Vermont?
Vermont's pretty cool, man. They got weed and guns. You're the best of both worlds.
Yeah, they do. They're all right.
And maple syrup, right? They got like mad syrup.
From what I hear, you got to get the grade B maple syrup. Supposedly, it has more flavor. We always get the grade A down here in New York.
You get the shitty stuff?
Yeah. Mm. Apparently, you need the shitty stuff. The grade B is supposed to be the better maple syrup, according to people who live by a lot of trees.
I get it.
Smoking trees, right?
No, I just meant regular trees.
Getting that weed, right?
Yeah, exactly. Getting that weed.
Getting that herb.
You stealing fucking jokes off that computer, son?
That fucking computer is top 10 stand-up all time.
It might make a list.
So, in other computer news, the Tor network is down.
I love computers.
The Tor network is down, thanks to the NSA. They finally got to the Tor network.
Good.
Explain what the Tor network is. I don't think a lot of people will know.
It's an encrypted browser that you can use to pretty much commit crimes on the internet without getting caught.
It's supposed to not allow anybody.
Nobody's tracking you. You're not being tracked by Google. You're being bounced around. It's false identification. It's perfectly legal.
It totally masks your identity and IP address on the internet.
So basically, your cookies aren't going to work as well. Whatever. You just use that if you just don't want people to see what you're browsing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, what happened with the Tor network?
The NSA got it. Brought it down.
They needed it.
God damn you, NSA.
Yep.
They're protecting people.
Well, they busted it up and took down a giant server company. Because of, you guessed it, Johnny, kiddie porn.
Well, that's what they use. That's what they use to take all our rights away.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
Kiddie porn. Well, I mean, that is the reason.
Obviously, kiddie porn's terrible.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, no shit, but fuck it.
But the reason why you can't find, the reason why you've never accidentally stumbled upon kiddie porn with all your rapid clicks with fucking no blood in your brain because it's all in your cock is because you need a Tor browser to find kiddie porn.
Wow, that's fucked
up. So that's how they justified it.
I figured it was just like one of those hack networks. You go in there, you can do
Silk Road in there. You can do
okay.
You know, it's called the dark net or whatever.
The deep internet or whatever.
Yeah, deep net, where it's the internet underneath the regular internet, the world of bitcoins.
Damn, son. Yeah. I feel like we're talking about witchcraft and shit. It's hard, son.
We're talking about fucking Silk Road, dog.
So they're basically charging the guys with running the Tor network. With distributing kiddie porn.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Which is kind of
fucking bullshit.
Yeah, but they got to get somebody, son.
All they have to do is throw the word kiddie porn out there, and then somebody's going to hear it and be like, oh, yeah, that internet shit where they were raping kids, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
By the time
Chris, no.
Well, the easiest way to get somebody when you want to get them online is just plant shit. I told you that time I was working at the hotel and they did that to that dude.
Well, no.
They were investigating.
It's really just, you just basically, you contort the facts. You know what I mean? You just say, like, oh, yeah, we arrested this guy because of kiddie porn. That's very vague. Well, they arrested him because somebody else was looking at kiddie porn on a product he created.
Reddit had a problem, I think it was a couple years back, with, like, underage photos and shit. And they
it was like a year ago. It was the jailbait section. And I think it was one.
They took it down, right?
Yeah, no, one guy started posting underage porn. One guy started Yeah, some fucking creep.
Damn, that's fucked up, man.
But the thing is that the reason why nobody from Reddit got arrested for that is because nobody really wants to take down Reddit. The Tor thing is basically people using the Silk Road to get drugs. You know what I mean? It's all sorts of stuff like that.
And there's some
just hackers using it so you can't see what they're doing.
There's some other drug eBay that popped up that was advertised. They made YouTube video commercials.
Oh.
For like, hey, come here to buy your drugs.
There was also the Armory where you can buy very, very large weapons.
That's what I was told. Might have to check that one out.
I don't know how they ship them to you. How's that even possible?
I have no. I guess you gotta have a good drop.
They're fucking. They're in the States, though, right?
Yeah. You probably just take it apart and send it part by part.
There are ways to get around that. You'll be all right.
All right, good. Let's buy a bunch of guns, drugs, and kiddie porn.
I don't want to do fucking kiddie porn.
All right, then just kiddie porn, then, if you don't want to.
I'm all right. No, it's all
right. You're talking about kitten porn, right?
Two kittens. Oh, damn. Stop fucking reading those computers' jokes and shit, son. Stop.
Where's that computer playing this weekend?
At the Helium Lounge.
At Chuckles, the Chuckle Hut. I never bought anything off the Silk Road. I guess I wanted to.
I definitely wanted to.
That's risky.
I was actually, right before the Tor Network came down, I found a few items that I kind of wanted that I was going to ask if I could maybe send it as a care package to one Pepper Hicks.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't need kitty porn showing up anywhere I am.
What was it going to be kitty porn?
I saw some things I wanted to buy. You know, kitty porn.
Oh, you know, drugs that even I never heard of.
Guns, hallucinogens.
Black tar heroin.
Underage pornography.
God, man. I don't even know nobody does that shit.
There's all sorts of research chemicals that I never heard of.
Yeah.
2CX? What the hell is 2CX? I heard of 2CI.
I've never heard of that shit.
It's going to drain your brain of all the happy juice, dog.
Whatever, bro.
It'll just concentrate into, like, you know, 2 hours.
Yeah, it's good. I'd rather give up, like, 3 years of happiness for, like, an hour of, like, real happiness.
Well, you know, aren't all those...
It comes in powder form.
Aren't all those research drugs just derivative of...
They're all designer versions of Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Damn, man, they did a great job when they made that drug, huh?
Yeah, they just keep switching a couple little molecules around. You get a completely different high, just in different fucked up, dog. Mm. You fucked with some of those things before, right?
Yeah.
Like back when they were around. Can't really.
Yeah, back when.
Now people are just selling it as Molly. You don't really people who are listening to this. If you're buying Molly, you might be buying 2CE
or 2CX. We don't know.
2CI or Foxy or there's like.
Oh, I'm sure I've done plenty of Foxy now.
Oh, Foxy's great.
What the fuck is that?
It's another one of these chemicals. It's just they're all very closely related to like MDMA and other drugs, and they fuck you up.
That sounds like that's the point.
They make you feel good. That's all. With no lasting effects.
I'm fine. I don't really do drugs like that anymore.
Oh.
I mean, I smoked a little DMT recently.
There you go.
How was that?
It was good. Everything was like weird size. And it was really fast. I smoked a lot of it.
What the fuck? It fucking alternates size perception and shit?
Yeah, definitely. That was like the most visual. I don't really get visuals when I do hallucinogens, but I was fucked up off the DMT.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, visuals are great.
Yeah. Well, you've been playing a lot of Rez recently, right? that's a good drug out game.
I recently bought a Sega Dreamcast, a video game from 12 years ago.
Cutting edge of technology.
Yeah, the Xbox One's coming out, the PS4 is coming out. I'm like, hey, I think I'll buy the Dreamcast, and I'll just be really reminiscent of better times. It was $35 shipped, and all the video games are free. If you could just download them and burn them.
How many games did you get?
All of them. I have every Dreamcast game.
Crazy Taxi?
Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi 2?
Yes, Crazy Taxi 2.
Power Stone?
Yes.
Power Stone 2?
Yes, I have.
Marvel vs. Capcom?
Yes.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2?
Just fucking, come on. If there's a sequel,
Rival
I got.
Schools?
I got NFL Blitz, that's for sure.
Hell
I'm throwing it up with Favre, dog.
You getting blitzed?
Yes, I'm getting blitzed playing
first
Blitz.
And
20 get it?
All day, every day.
Yeah, no, first and 30, dog. It's 30.
Oh,
30.
Shit.
Wait, can the Dreamcast run on the Tor Network?
I don't know if the Dreamcast.
I don't think you want to use it for that.
I'm not getting kiddie porn through the Dreamcast, Chris. For love
like
of
a dream.
For love of God. But yeah, I bought a drink, and it's totally worth it. It's incredibly fun. And
every yeah, for $40, you got House of the Dead.
Yeah, I got
House of the Dead too.
Yes, I got the sequels.
Does the shit work online though? Does it?
I don't know. I don't have a goddamn.
Come and tell you right now.
It needs a dial-up. Yeah.
The Dreamcast was the first system to have online connectivity, yeah. So you could play against people.
I'm pretty sure
places.
You could get online.
Very slowly.
Fucking hang out with mad like Japanese and hipster kids. Because technically now you're a fucking hipster. You know that.
How so?
You bought a fucking retro video game machine.
You're doing
and
Molly.
Shit. Hey, what the fuck, old man?
You've been doing fucking Molly and playing Dreamcast.
64 was cool?
Yes.
Hell yeah, Neil Young. Fucking say it. God damn.
Look, there's nothing wrong with doing Molly, and there's nothing wrong with playing Dreamcast.
Dreamcast.
Everyone likes Marvel vs. Capcom, too.
You get some of that kiddie porn going, you can call it Creamcast.
Stop it.
Oh, man.
Stop it.
Woof.
It's not funny. It's not funny, Chris. I'm about to storm out of this goddamn room.
You don't storm out of anywhere.
I don't need this shit.
You got a bad back. You can't storm out of anywhere.
It's getting better. But well, yeah, okay. When I say I bought a Dreamcast, this is the shit. All you're talking about is, yeah, now I want to get one.
Oh, I'm bidding on one right now and even. I'm making fun of you. I want to play some Rez. I want to play Virtual Cop and Virtual Cop 2.
Damn. And Virtual Tennis.
Oh, Virtual Tennis. That was a good game, too.
Mad fun.
I'm saving
ready
it for
to rumble
PS4.
Boxing?
Yeah, ready to rumble boxing.
That was fun.
A multitude of fun multiplayer games.
That was really I had that when we were in high school. That was a great system for just having people over to fun.
Yeah, everybody says that.
Was that the first one? Oh, N64 had four.
Yeah, four ports.
And four ports. Yeah, but then I guess that was the second one to do it, the Dreamcast. And then the PlayStation 2 came out and the Dreamcast fucking got crushed.
Yeah.
In addition to all the games were free.
Yeah, I mean, all the games were free made it not even a competitor. But there is still, like, what did you get, 300 games?
Something like that.
Damn,
yeah.
Son.
Yeah. That's great. Oof. All of them.
And that was the only time I ever remember, like, people selling bootlegs of a system. Like, the games for a system, bootleg.
PlayStation had bootlegs.
Super Nintendo had them, too.
You needed a boot disc, and you had to, like, you had to prop the thing open and push
the
button.
You had to get it burned.
It was a whole process.
You had to get the PlayStation modded. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was a whole process. Dreamcast just... For some reason, Sega just encoded everything on fucking Windows and just...
And that killed Sega.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the end of them.
That was the end of Sega. Then they no longer make hardware. They've
2K's just... still around. They get a little bit of money, but not what they could have.
Yeah, and the sports 2K series was the last thing to challenge...
They still make Sonic games.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They make software. They make games. They still make hardware anymore.
Yep.
The 2K series was the last thing to challenge Madden.
Yep.
But then EA Sports got the NFL rights, and that 2K just went straight to hell. Makes you sad, Johnny?
Not at all.
Why not? You like Madden better anyway?
No, I like 2K. Now I have a friend that has a Dreamcast. I might go over, hang out, wear some red sneakers and shit, hat on backwards. Like, yeah, dog, I'm 19 again. Good times.
Everything's different now.
You wore your hat backwards when you were 19?
No. That's just a fucking expression.
I've heard that expression before.
Oh, like all right.
Like the carefree hat backward days of my youth.
This is another expression I heard you use today that I hadn't heard before. Thirsty N-words. And you didn't say N-words.
I know you've heard that. You've heard that fucking expression.
I have. I told you I prefer to call them salty.
Salty.
N-words. I say it as awkward as that.
All right.
And to be clear, they don't have to be people of color.
No, they do not.
No.
They could just be C blockers. It applies to women too.
Explain what
now,
a
C stands for cock. Right?
No, not at all.
Explain what a thirsty N word means.
All right, so let's say you're out on a date with a girl or whatever.
Sure.
And you know you're chilling. Her phone's going. I'm like, yo, is that your job? Whatever. She's like, no, it's this thirsty N word calling me up. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Now that's her booty call calling her while you're trying.
No, that's the ex that they've been broken up for over 2 months.
That's rough.
And she defriended him on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Got a new phone.
Oh, no.
And he's still tracking it down. Every comment she makes, he likes. Thirsty dude. She's at a job function. He shows up. Thirsty dude. It's a little bit more stalker-ish now because he's showing up. But we're on a date. I pick up the phone. Like, hey, you know, she's with me right now. Don't fucking call.
All right. Let me ask you something. You fucking this girl?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you care?
Well, no. It's just like I'm trying to have my time. The fucking phone keeps going off.
And turn instead it of off. Point, If you could take her phone to answer it, you could turn her phone off.
No, that's true, but she has a fucking job.
Clearly,
she's on
you're
call
just
like 24/7.
Locked up in the basement or something.
I wish, because she's pretty special.
But she's a giver. That's why he's so thirsty.
Let me not get in trouble. I could see why he'd fucking want to chase. I don't know why he'd want to stay with her. I'll say that.
Oh, so basically you just cut off your own pussy trim.
Yeah, I'm good. Shits don't usually last more than 3 weeks anyway. I get mine, shake hands, see. But yeah, thirsty dude's a fucking problem.
That's usually when Johnny's stash of illegal Canadian Viagra runs out. He orders it when he first starts. He goes on a first date.
I use Deer Antler, sir. That's what I use. Gets my mojo going.
Hell yeah, son. Ray Rice, dog. Ray Lewis, rather. Whatever. Both Ravens, both named Ray.
Yeah, but no, that's not a good look. Like, stop being a thirsty motherfucker. If a chick don't like you, take a walk. Stop fucking being on a Facebook page, liking everything. Oh, hey, you remember this time?
Who was the producer all in the video dancing?
Hey, that's what I'm saying. I'm on my Suge Knight shit right now. Get out my fucking videos. You want to have some fucking good sex with a real dude? Hit up Death Row Records. I got my red suit. I'm ready to rock. Good times.
I mean, has this ever happened to you, Stanley, when you're first starting to date your girl or whatever? Like exes getting in there?
No, not at all.
Never?
No.
I've definitely had stuff like this happen.
Yeah, it's really? Not a fucking good time, son.
Oh, dude, there's just a lot of cock blockers out there.
That's messed up.
And then the bad shit is, like, you might make a mistake and fuck the dude up in front of her. That might get you in trouble. Not just arrested, but she might,
no,
oh, you didn't have to do.
No, girls love when you beat guys up.
Not all the time. That backfires sometimes. I had a chick one time, we had a movie theater. Motherfucker just showed up, like, yo, started pulling about on, like, my man, she's with me and shit. My boy's with me. You know, the dude got his ass kicked, plain and simple. She's like, oh, yeah, I didn't have to fuck him up that bad. You know, he can't barely fucking walk. Nobody broke his legs. We just kicked him in the spine. Had a little trouble fucking
talking. Time to kick some back.
I was just trying to get my dick sucked, son. Somebody came in and chewed it on the territory. You don't do that.
Couldn't you have, as your boys were whooping this guy's ass, been like, oh, you don't need to see this. You don't need to see this. You got your dick sucked in a phone booth or something.
I would have loved to, but I was just so upset. I was like, yo, I paid for this movie. This motherfucker Joe showed up. I didn't even have a ticket. I don't know how he got by the fucking guy. Just showed up, tight as fuck. Got his ass kicked. I felt good about it.
I'm sure you did.
She's like, oh, I'm going to go to the hospital. That motherfucker was faking. He didn't even have to go to the fucking hospital.
Son. I got into a fist fight with a guy because I showed up at a party for a girl, right?
Was that her man, though?
I got into a fight with her man because my boy was a thirsty N-word.
Oh.
And we were outside, and this guy's outside, and it was clear that it was this girl's boy. Like, oh, you know this girl? You try to come into her house, da-da-da-da. He's like, oh, yeah, we know this girl. He's like, you sure? He's like, I don't think you know her the way I know her.
Ah, you said that?
I didn't say that. My boy did. This kid swings at my boy. He's a real pretty kind of fella. I'm trying to break this situation up.
Yeah.
Guy tries to check me off the porch, and I was just like,
That's not a good time, Chief.
It was not a good time for him at the end of the night.
This is worrisome.
Yeah. Well, this was years ago.
This is worrisome, Chris. I'm worried.
This was years ago. But,
like beers ago.
Basically, all right, then. The fact is, thirsty guys get into thirsty ends.
And to be clear, it don't even gotta be an ex. It could be a fucking coworker or some dude. Just like,
yeah, guys are just
cut that shit.
I was telling you, I started telling you the story before about the kid who used to come in and would just corner girls, like put his arms like on them, but like around them in a bar.
Yeah,
so they
My boy does that.
Boy's a dirtbag.
Yeah, it works sometimes.
So the kid came up to me, he's like, "Hey, Chris, I haven't seen you in a while." He shakes my hand. And then turns around, like, oh, I haven't never met you before.
That's some scummy shit, though.
And it was a friend of mine's little sister. I just walked away.
Oh, you a piece of shit.
I was watching. I was in the bar. Nothing was going to happen.
But that's your boy's fucking little sister. You kind of in charge of her.
She's
not there, right?
That's something that she needed to learn early on.
Oh,
is that you don't
my
talk
God.
To salty motherfuckers like that.
Oh, man. That's pretty bad.
Damn, I didn't know this thirsty N-word thing was blowing up everywhere.
Shit is rampant, son. They like ratchet hoes and shit, man. That
ratchet
shit is
ass.
Just fucking.
That's so mad. It's rampant, son.
That shit is annoying, because it's like, yo. And then, like, if I see the dude, I told him, if I see the dude, I'm going to fucking, you know,
it's not even
take
like
care
we live
shit
in, like, China, where there's, like, 50 million more men than women or
anything. Yeah. You got to fucking fight for your time. And, you know, the pussy's all right. I'm not going to say it's, you know, loose. It's all right. It's comfortable.
It's comfortable.
You know, and I like it. I'm used to this
you
shit.
You can stretch out in there?
A little bit. Yeah. It's a good time. All wake right up.
Take a nice nap, like, on a hammock.
You wake up, fucking, she had peanut butter Pop-Tarts. I didn't even know they had that shit. I was like, oh,
this
is awesome.
Or worse looking than Wiener's bitch? Sydney Leathers.
Ooh, way better.
Way better. Really? Yeah.
Sydney Leathers is one of the hottest women walking.
Shut the fuck up.
she's right here.
She's a little old now.
I don't get it.
This broad went from just chick on Twitter to porn ho, like, within, what, a week?
Easy money for these hoes.
She leaked the whole thing so she could become a porn ho.
Well, not the masturbation shit. Baby paid for that.
How much did she get paid for this?
One
masturbation scene.
Maybe $100,000 or something?
No, can't be that much.
$200,000?
They didn't even pay a backdoor teen mom that much.
I don't know, man. She's getting dope.
I think maybe she made $100,000 backdoor teen mom.
Maybe. That was in the ass. Yeah, she was all right. She
had to have made more than $100,000. Farrah is her name. Not backdoor teen mom.
Her name is backdoor,
teen backdoor
teen mom.
She's someone's mother. Come on. We saw it on MTV.
It was a jail baby.
God said. I guess it isn't. They're just skanks.
You know, here's the shit. I don't get that. Like, his wife is hotter than that bitch. I guess because you got power. He didn't pipe. He just sent a dick pic, to be fair.
Anthony Weir's a moron, is what it boils. He's just a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm voting for him if he makes it.
I thought you were voting for him because he went to Brooklyn Tech.
That too.
Your alma mater.
That too. He's a Brooklyn Tech guy.
Oh, yeah.
And Chris, that's why you should vote for him too.
I might vote for him if I decide to vote. I mean, pretty lazy.
Christine Quinn's son, is that your
chance? She got $1.5 million to take it in the ass from James Dean.
I told you it was
good
a lot.
Stuff.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
She'll never have to work again, right? Because she's so good with money and making decisions about life and shit.
Yeah, she's really good at life decisions. She definitely put that right into a managed account where she earns like 8 to 10%.
She got, fuck, what is that shit you call IRA? And fancy
well,
shit
you
be talking about?
If you have over $1 million, you just get a managed account from one of these big banks. You can go to J.P. Morgan. They'll earn you 7 to 10% a year. You never have to work again if you have $1 million in your hand.
I'm telling you right now, son, we can get rid of fucking Jim Cramer and get you a show.
Yo,
you own your final shit, son.
Can I show people Craigslist dick pics on the show?
I don't think you'd be able to on fucking MSNBC.
We're going
to
lose the dick pics, Chris, but right, we're going to get more financial talk.
You can keep them on your phone, fucking browse a little bit. You know, that's your thing.
Get me really hyped in between commercials.
It'll be thirsty.
Oh, shit, so I'm thirsty for some more dick pics, dog.
Damn, I am be real. I thought she fucking made a couple hundred grand. I didn't think at one point. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, she made serious cash. Well, that got a huge amount of fucking heat for, I guess, it was Vivid?
Probably, yeah. That's that they do all that famous shit. So this bitch could have easily gotten cleared over 150K then.
Well, is what she did not even that bad?
She was couple hundred grand. Maybe half? Maybe? I seen it. That shit wasn't all that.
I wouldn't think it would be all that.
Well, you like, you know, she had 8 kids and shit. I never seen a pussy that fucking worn out before. It's like, eh.
Well, did they go through the vagina or did they cut her open for those kids?
I don't even know.
They had to cut her open for the kids.
I've seen puppies do it.
Pop those fucking creepy puppies, malnourished babies out of her stomach. Christ.
She's a thick broad. Ain't nothing wrong.
She's pretty fat.
She's thick.
She would never
fat. She's thick. She got like a little ab thing going. So
she's a beautiful princess is what she is.
Yeah, that's what Anthony Weiner texted her.
No, he just texted her. He wanted to like come in her tits.
Yo, his wife ain't bad and she's got money. I don't know what's going on with that kid, man.
He just likes sexting.
Yeah.
Like random chicks and jerk off.
Oh,
no, that fucking kills the fantasy for him. He likes to just sex.
I'm front. Spitz's brought was bad. This bitch is like, eh.
Yeah, but he wasn't fucking this chick.
And Elliot Spitz's brought was a high-end prostitute.
I'm just saying.
See, he was into fucking prostitutes.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if
he loved it.
If you're going to lose everything in your fucking life, go out with a bang. Not for that.
Would you say that about Bill Clinton? Because this chick is, she's pretty Lewinsky'd.
I was thinking about that, actually. It depends what day you catch Monica. Back in that day, she was all right for what he could get, I guess.
He was a president.
Yeah, but he didn't lose his job. He was still fucking president. This dude won't ever be mayor. He won't ever be taken seriously.
Don't say that.
He won't be.
I'm voting for him.
John Liu has his ass whooped.
John Liu has a bunch of like financial scandals on him.
It's all good. He's got the Asian triad people voting for him and all that.
I don't know what that means.
He'll be all right.
You're talking crazy.
Chinatown. He got that Chinatown vote.
That's only one district.
He got Queens. Mad China people in Queens,
There is mad China people in Queens.
And Brooklyn.
There you go.
Damn it.
Sleeping on that dude. That red's going to come for your ass, B.
What?
He's a communist. I know he's a fucking communist.
I know he's a communist.
They all are, son. You ever seen a picture of Obama in a fucking restaurant or George Bush? I've never seen an American president in a fucking China,
I heard
Chinese
I heard on a website that Obama was a communist.
Well,
I read somewhere that Obama is actually a socialist communist.
He's a fucking mo man. There you go. God damn.
It's illegal to put fake shit on the internet, right?
I think.
Yeah, right.
I think the blog I was reading made a lot of sense. What the fuck? Now that everyone's stopped freaking out over the cronut, even though I think people still are freaking out over the cronut.
Yeah, there's still lines for that shit. I don't get the bigger thing about it. I haven't had it, but it's like, eh. I don't see it.
I had a piece.
How is it?
It's pretty good.
Better than a donut?
I guess.
Is it worth 2 hours of your life to wait online?
No.
Is it worth
$5? Stanley. Chris Stanley don't wait for shit. He has it delivered.
I would not wait 2 hours for that cronut.
There are people to do it.
Every day.
Yeah. My boy did that shit Saturday. Fucking posted it on Facebook. Like, you, sir, are a dick.
So now there's a new food craze called the ramen burger.
Now, you must be excited. Because here's the thing. They stole your idea. Because you had a ramen sandwich years ago.
I made a ramen sandwich years ago.
But the ramen was the meat in your sandwich.
That's not the same thing then, is it?
It's a little different. The ramen is the bread in there.
I can't remember how. I think I microwaved the ramen. Oh. And then put like bacon bits and the flavor packet on it, and put it between two pieces of white bread. And
there was
ate
cheese
it.
On that. There's definitely cheese on.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. There was cheese on it too. There was like like a Kraft single or something.
Damn.
God. I guess that was. I think also during the 3 years of blackout.
You know they're gonna have to cut you out your fucking house one day, right? Just fucking hole inside of your crib and just pull you out to save your life.
That was years ago.
Good God, man.
That was years ago. So now they've taken the patties to the cheeseburger are two ramen discs, basically.
That's the bun.
The bun is ramen, yeah.
Two discs of ramen. I guess it's deep fried.
I mean, ramen is good.
Yeah, I've
I
had
like
it
ramen
like that before. It's not bad.
But I don't know.
I like a crunchy fried noodle. I'm sure this is good.
I've had it like that. I've never had it as
a sandwich.
I
can't trust it.
But
I would never wait online for it.
Sir, that is no cronut.
Well, cronut is an innovation.
Yeah, that's some fucking new shit.
Yeah, this is something that you invented years ago that they just stole.
I know. They fucked me over.
Well, the idea. It's a different kind of practice.
People have been stealing for us for years. Drunk History, that's just Bronx Johnny's moment in history that we did 7 years ago.
Oh, my God.
That show is terrible, by the way. That is a pretty bad show.
It doesn't translate from the internet? I haven't seen it on TV, at least.
It don't work. It's better on the internet. It's pretty bad on Comedy Central.
Well, it's a half hour on Comedy Central. It's
still bad, though.
Yeah. You can't extend a 3-minute thing to a half hour.
Why not?
Makes it not good. Look at all those Saturday Night Live movies.
Yeah, they're all really good. Wayne's World.
Oh.
Sign me the fuck up. Wayne's World 2, give it to me.
That was my
Ladies
shit.
Man, yes.
Yep.
Night at the Roxbury, more.
Coneheads.
Superstar, Coneheads.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
One after another after another.
Just the hits. You're rolling out the hits.
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers was a fucking amazing film. Blues Brothers 2000, give it even more to me.
Oh, man. God damn.
What else? What do you need more? Do you need more?
It's right, Pat.
Man. It's Pat. The film. Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh,
the Stuart shit. Smalley movie.
They made a movie out of that.
Oh
yeah,
man.
And you missed it.
You've never seen it.
Oh, I haven't seen most of these movies.
Check that shit out, yo. Saturday Night
then
Live.
Then you haven't lived
Saturday.
Most of your shitty
out
life. You're missing out, man.
Yeah, but now that fucking ramen, that shit, it don't fly. That shit is simple anyway, right? When you cook it. When
it's
you
just
fry
noodles.
Like that, yeah, but no, when you fry like that, it's gonna be simple. I've had something like that before. It's simple.
Where'd you have it?
My grandma used to make that shit, like almond.
She
style.
Used to make ramen burgers.
Not burgers, but she'd fry the fucking noodle like that. I didn't like it.
Oh.
Put like cheese in it and shit. I'm like, what is this?
Sounds good, dog.
I was like, yo, is this old spaghetti or some shit? Why is it so fucking hot?
It's fried ramen noodles, Johnny.
It was not good to me, son.
I fry spaghetti every once in a while with meat sauce on it.
See, that sounds fucking good. It's not just that. Like, that shit doesn't look appetizing, dog.
Oh, that meat
looks
pretty
good. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Really?
I'd eat the shit out of it. I'm pretty hungry right now, but I would eat the shit out of that.
Mm. I'd party with that burger.
Okay.
There's no cheese on it, though. I thought you only like cheeseburgers.
I'll eat a fucking burger, too.
I don't know. I think you're giving up your principles.
Let's throw it. Let's throw a cheeseburger picnic. Let's go.
Like, I know Dunkin' Donuts is doing some new shit. We're like, well, it's not new.
They made a fake cronut.
Yeah.
Well, they did?
They
yeah.
did that.
It's being tested in markets right now.
And they doing that shit where you can get like a fucking breakfast sandwich, but with donuts instead. Like they cut the donut in half, put it in between the sandwich.
So good.
It's all right.
So good.
Wasn't that the plot of an episode of The Boondocks also?
Probably.
It was a fried chicken sandwich with Krispy Kreme donuts as the bun.
Yeah, that's
oh, that sounds
yeah,
pretty the, good. That was that KFC it. Shit.
Well, that was a double down.
No,
that was,
Marvin Gaye made that was the guy who ate that, and it wasn't Marvin Gaye. It was
oh shit!
I can't remember his name. Jesus,
is you racist?
No, I'm the least racist person in this room.
Oh wow,
that's
how
right.
How can Johnny be racist? He's an
that's
oppressed minority.
Saying.
He is a raging racist.
Am I? I don't know. I think people are just doing shit with food just to do it. It doesn't look appetizing to me. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure it's fine. I doubt it's worth 2 hours of your life. Anybody who waits online for food in New York City is a fucking idiot.
Well, no, we usually have a good wait time for the Japanese food we have around here. And it's fucking pretty
no,
good.
No, it was Luther Vandross. Excuse you, not Marvin Gaye. Luther Vandross. My bad. I am racist, you're
there's
right.
There's some things that are worth the wait, I think. Fucking David Berg's food is pretty good for the wait. And we had to wait that time. It's like a 40-minute wait.
It's a Saturday night. That's fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't a 40. We were waiting for everybody to show up.
Mm.
Like, and a Saturday night is fine. These people are like, people who are waiting for a cronut 2 hours before you have to go to work to get a cronut is fucking retarded.
They're doing it to say, oh, I got a cronut.
Well, yeah. People do that shit with the McRib, too. It's not fucking new. It's just
no one waits online for a McRib.
No, I would.
Johnny.
I love a McRib.
Back in the day, when
shit
used to be red, people used to wait. So they used to be long.
I had a McRib with a hash brown on it once.
Wow.
I knew a guy who worked at McDonald's because I know the big players.
You one of those dudes that order off the secret menu?
Yeah.
Let me get a McGangbang, son.
McGangbang all day.
Does sound pretty good, actually, McGangbang right now.
That would be good. I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah.
We're talking about ramen burgers and cronuts and McGangbangs. Why wouldn't you be hungry?
I mean, this burger looks good. I just found this. I just clicked on this.
What the fuck is that?
Well, it has a fried egg on top. Yeah. You can put a fried egg on anything and make it look delicious.
Yeah, it's got fried cheese, fried egg, bacon. Looks like fried pastrami.
What?
Yeah, where is this?
Nice. SLA.
Yeah, this is in LA. Oh, it looks good. A lot of people doing a lot of things with burgers. It's very interesting.
Between the new burger good, shits and all the fucking food trucks and shit, it's just getting out of hand.
Well, they had the Umami burger. Yeah. That just launched last week. They're already fucked because of this ramen burger. People are like, I don't need two Japanese burgers in 1 week.
Yeah, they've been upstaged. Yeah. Everyone cares more. But everyone, more people know what ramen is as opposed to what umami is.
True.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, right, Johnny?
I get it.
I feel
Johnny's
it.
Like, fucking... I know what ramen is. I don't know what the fuck this umami shit you crackers
is that
are
a
talking
mushroom?
About.
Is that like a mushroom?
No, it's a type of flavor.
Is it now?
It's a savory type of flavor.
Doesn't sound appetizing to me, son. Give me a double down any day. I'll double. Be all right with that.
I know. Your new porn career, you're going to be doing a lot of double downs.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Double dipping.
You're going to be feeling the other side of other dude's cocks on your cock.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I say hell yeah.
Fucking
to that.
Yeah, because you made it just sound so good.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Johnny.
It's kind of like collusion and shit.
No, it isn't, all right? See, Johnny's trying to make a segue.
Fox Johnny the Segway King.
Fuck yeah.
That's one of our bits, right? Fox Johnny the Segway
I
King.
I wish it was a bit.
I give you one.
So, what's this topic, Chris?
All right, apparently.
Next topic.
All right. See, the way that we really could have segued to this is when we were talking about Dreamcast, because one of the top games is Marvel vs. Capcom 2. We're going to talk about the collusion going on PlayStation 3 with Marvel vs. Capcom 3. With the top players.
There's a Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Hell yeah, Deadpool's in that shit. Get on it. What are you thinking?
I only have a Dreamcast. I don't have a PlayStation 3.
Maybe you can burn it.
I'll try. All right, so there's collusion amongst the top-ranked players?
Yeah, guys have, like, secret accounts that they, like, lose to them, and the guys will call each other. Like, they don't want anybody coming into their rank, their, highest
dicks.
Rank.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot like sumo wrestling.
Ah, yes.
They do that in sumo wrestling,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, Freakonomics taught us that.
Exactly.
Damn, you! I want to play some Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Now I feel like an asshole for buying, this Dreamcast.
Yeah. Deadpool. Taskmaster's in it?
This was a huge mistake. Taskmaster, that's a random guy to put in there.
What'd you pay for that again?
$35 shipped.
You could have definitely bought half of a new Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And they're already on Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 with new players. Hawkeye's in it.
What? Woo! Sounds awesome.
Damn, son, I got the whole Avengers cast.
Mad playable characters, yo.
Tons
Ghost Rider, probably. Nice.
Is Ghost Rider in it?
Yeah, he was in the second
Ghost
one.
Rider's
He's got to be in it. Oh, you don't got that, right? You don't know about that. Oh,
no, what's
man.
That?
Gotta get out that Dreamcast world. Wake up, niggas. Gotta wake the fuck
Why'd
up.
Why'd you guys let me buy this Dreamcast? Now I just feel like
I didn't even know you were you gonna buy it. You just showed up and you were like, I got a Dreamcast, son. Make
it. So much shit you could have done with $35, bitch.
You guys remember that game, right? Dynamite Cop?
It was based on the Die Hard arcade game, but it's different.
Shit was hot, yo.
Damn.
Don't tell me this Die Hard Cop.
Is Deadpool in it? Is Deadpool in it?
No.
All right, then it sucks.
Shuma Gorath is in it, though.
Oh, my God.
Remember that tentacle monster?
Yeah, he's right here. Look, he's in this
picture. He's in that one. Yep, there he goes.
Oh, sick. He made it.
Boss is Galactus.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, so these guys are all cheating at it because fucking nerds are stupid. Why do they just
But there's
like...
money involved in those shits, too.
No,
you know
there
that.
Is no money.
Not in
this
that
is
one?
Just on, I mean, unless there's some side betting going on Maybe. Somewhere, but like this is just off Xbox Live and like that.
Xbox Live is one of the worst places on the internet.
Is it more racist than YouTube comments?
Yeah.
Really?
Holy shit.
Yeah, because people are yelling at each other and bombs
as opposed to just posting them. It's so you can actually hear the tone of voice and
you can hear the child intent. Screaming it, yeah. Yes. Playing Call of Duty, fucking screaming it in a damn word.
Wait till PS4 comes out.
I wonder if these guys are all going to get asterisks like all the steroid baseball players.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Definitely. They'll probably get banned online and shit for like a month.
And then they're just going to come back stronger because they're going to stay at home playing the computer. That makes you better at fighting games.
Apparently.
They're going to go down to a car service and play Street Fighter 2, the original, the Turbo Edition.
They got They got a Street Fighter 4 Turbo coming out, I think, in another month. It's money in that shit. Like, those tournaments,
Yeah, but they don't even make coin-operated fighting games anymore.
Wow, really?
I don't know.
Definitely Street Fighter 4 didn't come out coin-op.
They got that fucking arcade down in Chinatown. They got to have fighting games in there.
Yeah,
probably
they have the old school
shit.
Ones. Yeah? The only fucking arcade games that come out now is shit that spews out tickets for that you could stick at a Dave & Buster's or something like really big that you can't have in your house.
What?
They still do like driving games and stuff.
Well, I was Capcom. I'd go back in MMO. It's fucking money for
why
it.
Why would you go and play something that you could just easily play in your house?
The experience? I guess, like kids.
Something that has a big rattling machine gun you'll see in a... You'll see it in an arcade, but
that's about it. Still at the movie theater.
You're living in the past, Johnny.
So says the Dreamcast man, doesn't it?
They would just shove a Tekken.
Takes one to know one.
Just shove it. But before Dreamcast, they just shove a Tekken machine in the back of a fucking pizzeria, and there'd be 50 kids in there every single day.
Fuck yeah, every bodega in fucking my neighborhood.
Like four slices of pizza to all 50 of those kids.
Spent all their money on goddamn Tekken.
Spent like 5 hours one time just playing Street Fighter. I couldn't beat fucking Bison at the end. I was like, fuck.
You suck.
It wasn't easy.
Who were you using?
I was trying to win with Dal Sima at the time.
Psycho
Crusher.
Just
because people said
son.
You couldn't do it. And I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I can't fucking do it. It's $5 down the drain. You're right.
Shit, man. When you were a kid, you could have bought mad candy with that.
With $5, yeah.
Well, you bought a nickel when you were a kid.
Mad Jolly Ranchers, yo.
Charleston Chews. Good times, man.
Peanut Chews. Yeah. All sorts of chews.
Now we got Cronuts and shit.
Yeah, we're going to get Cronuts.
$5 for a Cronut.
How much?
I think it's $5.
What? Oh.
Well, once you've waited 2 hours, once you've wasted 2 hours of your life. Of
Please take this money. Just give me the goddamn Cronut.
Give me the fucking thing already.
God, it's $35 for a fucking ramen burger.
$35 for that thing?
I just made that up.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say, because you could have gotten that instead of your Dreamcast and been better off.
Oh, I would have had this cheeseburger instead of stupid
There's
Dreamcast.
No cheese on a ramen burger, dick.
Damn it. Damn it. Woo! Wish I had a ramen burger. Put some cheese on it. Was that a picture of a line that people are already waiting for?
Yes. But to be honest, though, it's at Smorgasburg, which is pretty much where douchebags fucking congregate
to wait
in line for food.
Yeah. Brooklyn? Yeah.
It's a park in Williamsburg.
You guys got
Sundays.
Mad fucking foodies all of a sudden down there.
Oh, hell yeah.
It used to be baristas and shit. Now you got foodies. You guys just don't know what the fuck to do down there.
Well, I think people just, like, they don't have anything to do with their lives, so they just wait online drinking PBRs. By the time they're eating it, they're so fucking hammered. That
I like drinking PBRs.
I can't hate a $2 beer, son.
Online? Sorry. This thing better not cost more than like $8. It's pretty fucking tiny.
I don't know.
It's like slider size, dude.
Oh my God, that's depressing.
Look at the size of
this guy's hands, and you know he's got small, dainty hands because he's a hipster. That burger does not look very big in his small, dainty hipster hands.
Yeah, it might be slider size. I'm pretty sure that's
a
$9 burger.
Those hands have to fit in the pockets of skinny jeans. They're not very big.
So hot. It's so hot right now.
You got fucking pockets that could break your wrist if you fall out and shit.
Apparently you could put kale on your fucking ramen.
Oh, I love kale.
Thank God. Of course you do.
Damn.
I love a nice kale chip.
I like sun-dried goji berries.
Oh, so good.
That's good.
Got to be kissed by the sun, though.
All right, then.
Is that like a pedophile thing? What are you talking about?
Johnny made it seem that way. I
did not, sir.
You started the show off like, hey. Oh, yeah, you started to show off lying and saying that you got offered to be a porn star.
I read it the wrong way. That's not a lie. I can't.
No. You talked a bunch of shit to us as we were starting the show.
I talked shit, did I, motherfucker?
You did talk shit.
Not at all.
You talked some shit.
This is tearing us apart.
As it should.
All right.
Oh, my God.
You know what brings the gang back together?
What?
Fucking birthday parties. Somebody's birthday's coming up.
Yep. Somebody.
Somebody's birthday's coming up.
Because my birthday's in June. Johnny's birthday's in July.
Yeah.
And it's August.
It's my special day.
Woo! All right.
It's my special day. It's no one else's.
How are you going to be, big man?
I'm going to be 3-0.
Get the fuck out. Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit, son. We gotta get your gym membership. You don't look a day under 40.
I feel great. I feel great.
Do not fucking feel great.
I look great. And I am great.
You have lost some weight recently.
You doing that Stuart Smalley shit, son?
Yeah.
It's not working.
No, it's totally working. I think everything's really working out for me. And this next decade is
more
when
like
things...
radio.
Yeah, more like radio. We're on more like radio. Jerk off,
fuck
Johnny,
yeah.
You dick.
Hey,
that was like an early birthday present for you.
Yeah, morelikeradio.com. NewTrashCity.com is our website. At HS Radio Show is our Twitter account. Follow us, please.
Shout out to our label mate, out on More Like Radio.
Big ups to everybody.
All of them. Listen to the whole thing.
Yeah,
waste your entire day listening to podcasts.
Just chill
what
back.
What else are you going to do? What are you going to listen to your thoughts? It's a fucking terrible idea.
Got to get a ramen burger? Don't do that.
Some people probably will.
Well, you wait online, listen to that ramen burger, so you don't have to listen to random hipster chatter behind you. Listen to More Like Radio.
Calm down. Everybody, just calm down. We're trying to keep it together here.
Who wants to listen to random hipster chatter? I got kale in my teeth.
That's...
Let me wash it out with this Pabst.
I was going to start another show on More Like Radio called Random Hipster Chatter. All right, so now you're making me look like
what
a fucking asshole.
What are you talking about? Bands that nobody knows about? That you're going to tell people about them, and then next week you're going to say that you hate those bands?
They sold out.
Because all the people that listen to your podcast about how bands that nobody knows about now listen to the band you talk about?
There used to be
sucks.
Five people at the show, now
it's
25.
You can't do a hipster podcast.
I'm doing hipster chatter radio.
It's paradoxical. You can't do it. It's like crossing the streams. It'll end the world.
Well, I guess the world's heading for a terrible, terrible end.
Mm.
That's what happens. That's it for us.
Stay tuned for hipster chatter on More Like Radio.
It's coming soon. MoreLikeRadio.com. At HS Radio Show. It's been fun. I'm Pepper Hicks.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bye.
Little girl.